Now a GMA health alert on children and smartphones. A new study out overnight finding a link between kids who use them at a younger age and worse mental health outcomes when they become adults. Oh, our chief medical correspondent, Dr. Tara Narula, is here with more. I don't think this is too surprising for some folks. So what are the findings here?
This is a topic that so many parents like myself, I have a 9-year-old and a 12-year-old, are dealing with. As our kids are using phones for education, socialization, and all kinds of reasons, and asking, when can I get a phone, getting them at younger and younger ages. Unfortunately, with this social experiment that we are conducting, we're now realizing that there may be long-term health impacts from research. So this research study looked at 100,000 individuals who they surveyed who were 18 to 24 years old. They asked them, when did you get a smartphone? And they asked them about a whole host of mental health symptoms. And they found that those who had a smartphone before the age of 13 had worse mental health outcomes. And by that, we mean they reported more suicidal thoughts, more feelings of aggression, more feelings of detachment from reality and hallucinations. When they looked specifically at both genders, both reported decreased self-worth and self-image. Girls, decreases in emotional resilience and also in their lower confidence. And boys, they reported less calmness, less stability, and a decrease in empathy. Specific statistic, so 48% of girls who got their phone before the age of 13, around age 5 or 6, reported suicidal thoughts, as opposed to 28% who got it over the age of 13. And what drove this, Robin? Well, not surprisingly, social media was a big factor in a lot of this, as was poor sleep, deterioration in family relationships, and cyberbullying. So a lot of issues around giving phones to kids under 13.
Yeah, you're connected on the phone, but you're not connected in person to your family. It seems like.